We call right and I hereby declare the meeting open. Welcome to the meeting of the Select Committee for Finance. And from the start, thank you to the Secretariat and the researchers for compiling of the relevant documentation, the minutes, as well as the reports. They also work under pressure. Just to be officially announced, the apologies, Secretary. Sorry.
Apologies, Honorable Mazosiwe, Honorable Bloom, Honorable Monsinsi, and Honorable Mamela.
Thank you, Ms. Rento. In the previous meeting, we took note of that. Can we accept the apologies? Honorable Mashile?
Chair, I think we must just regard this meeting as a totally separate, different meeting. And therefore, Chair, is that the matter pertaining to the absence of the whip of the committee, I think it needs to be recorded that we have got reservations. It should be recorded as such.
The reservations will be recorded, and I repeat what I said in the Select Committee for Appropriations meeting, that we get the attendance register from the inauguration and establishment of both committees until now to get the history of attendance. In terms of the factual reports, we can then take the matter further, but thank you for that remark. Other members, that brings us to point three, the consideration and adoption of the committee report on the Government Employment Pension Law Amendment Bill. The minutes of this specific meeting we will also be dealing with, and we said to that specific meeting that Treasury will have to submit to us the inputs. It was sent to us. We will deal with that when we deal with the minutes. So I put to you, and they complied with our request to submit the two inputs that they received. So I put to you the report of the committee, report of the Select Committee on Finance on the Government Pensions Law Amendment Bill, B15-2011, National Assembly, Section 75, dated 19th of October 2011. The Select Committee on Finance, having considered and examined the Government Employees Pension Fund Amendment Bill, B15-2011, National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it, and classified by the JTM as a Section 75 Bill, reports the bill without amendments, a report to be considered. I put this report to the committee. Adoption.
Chair, I move that we adopt the report.
There's a mover for adoption. Seconder? Seconds. Thank you, honorable members. Signing this after the meeting. Then point three is the consideration of our report of the committee regarding our oversight visit to the Free State. Now this report has been circulated, if I'm correct, three times. And we requested all the members to make their inputs, corrections, etc. to Mrs. Groenewald, myself, and Honorable Chani did that. There was also interaction from Honorable Nguni from the Free State, although he's not an official member of this committee. I went through the report again. I'm going to put, it is 32 pages, but just to do formally, that we take page one. Any corrections, Honorable Mashile?
Yeah, Chair, even if we are in a separate meeting, but I think that the secretaries have actually noted some of the things that we have raised with other reports, especially in relation to the designations of members, like on 1.2 on the very first page, and any other issues that we have raised in relation to the previous reports, you know, is to be carried through all our reports so that we are consistent. Thanks.
Honourable Mashira, we note that regarding the honourable member, then the province, and after that, then the political party the person is representing. Page 2. Page 3, I'm going a bit fast because I take it that honourable members went through this report. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Seven. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10.
Taking you back to page 12. I think the figures, Chair, the figures on the right, the two right-hand side columns, I think it should be easier to line them up correctly. To line them up, Chair, then it will give us a decent table.
You say line them up? If I'm correct, this is how it comes from the presentation documentation. I'm trying to picture the page that was referred to in the presentation.
Yeah, what I'm just referring to, Chair, is the figures.
Oh.
Just to be lined up straight down. They must not be skewed like that. You can see that, Chair, I think is the figures for Harib District, Letsimeng, until to Kopanong. No, it's until to Mangaung or Masilonyana, they are okay. But when you get now to Tokoloa and Nala, then they go skew like that, the figures.
Okay.
And then they interchange on both the right columns. I'm just saying that if they can just line them up either from the right hand side, they'll look nice,
Chair.
Thanks.
We take that point to line up the figures. I just want to write it here on the page. We were at page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Eugene. Johnny.
On the page 32, 6.7.5, I don't know if it's been corrected, their electricity. The last paragraph, page 22. 6.7.5. Is my document the same as you?
No.
The one I took.
6.6.4.
Go to 6.7.5 then. 6.7. Maybe the page is
24.
Page 24?
24.
Oh, maybe that electricity is really corrected. Metsima Holo report, with regard to electricity, Metsima Holo reported the copper, not the copper, or capable theft rather. Well, mine is
6.22.
Takes us to the findings. 9.11, generally the BTO, just to write it out. If someone from outside reads this report, they won't know what BTO is.
Pardon?
Doesn't
that mean bloody tiring
organization? That's the problem. You can put it into many words. Page 31, honorable members, takes us to the recommendations. Now, some of the recommendations, if you look at the findings, the recommendation will maybe include two or three findings to grasp that.
Yeah, Chair, generally, I think the recommendations must be talking to the findings, and especially those findings which are not as expected. The recommendation then must be talking to correcting that. Although that with finding some of the findings may be the positive findings, which may not need any recommendation, but in most cases, with the findings, sometimes we report what is not proper, that we found that we are not happy about. Therefore, that should translate into a recommendation that seeks to correct the situation. And I just wanted to really ensure that that kind of a thing exists, and so that we don't make a finding, but we do nothing about it, and then it falls through the fingers, and then there is no system to actually deal with it and correct it. But Chair, there was one problem about in one municipality where there was a forensic report, and that forensic report, we requested it and it was not made available to us, and then we were told that no, it has not been tabled in council and the rest. And we agreed that we will then use the powers of Parliament to access that specific and demand that specific report. If that report has taken long, it's long that has been completed, but people are dilly-dallying in tabling it for corrective action. I think that specific one, Chair, we must just ensure that we really do have something that talks to that. And also, the most critical finding we made, that the coctor in the province, it was bailing out municipalities with funds that are not budgeted to be given to the municipalities. And we questioned what informed the provincial department of COCTA to hand out those monies. I think we really need to deal with that. And the third one, which is still in my mind, Chair, is that COCTA was not cooperating with provincial treasury in relation to municipalities under Section 139. Treasury was complaining that COCTA is not, because when the municipality is under Section 139, then its finances get impacted heavily. But then COCTA was not liaising, was not collaborating with the provincial treasury. And that was a problem. I'm just trying, Chair, to really talk from the air to ensure that those specific findings are there and relevant recommendations. Thanks.
I want to thank you, Honourable Mashile. I want to take the committee members to point 9.13.
Okay.
Referring to what the Honourable Member just said, the support provided by the Provincial Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs with regard to financial assistance was of concern to the committee in terms of the legality thereof. If the Honourable Member still remember, the person from National Treasury was quite taken away by what he heard when COCTA presented this and the figures were made public in the meeting. So that, if it's not strong enough put there, then you can assist us, but that's 9.17.
It's adequate.
And then 9.17, referring to investigations, a number of investigations had been conducted in various municipalities, but the reports had to date not been made public. So that's a finding of us and also a concern. The last point the Honourable Member made was regarding interventions in terms of Section 139, 9.21, 9.21 on page 31. The committee noted with concern the ineffectiveness of Section 139 interventions, especially in Nala municipality, where despite the municipality being under administration, they could not submit financial statements. And then the total collapse, where is that? 9.20. The committee noted with concern the state of collapse of Majabeng and Ngwathe local municipalities. So it's captured. Yeah. If you want to put something add to it, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Michelle.
Chair, let's add this, the problem of collaboration of COCTA and provincial COCTA and provincial treasury in relation to managing municipalities under Section 139, that is lacking. And the, I think that's what we need to add, Chair, on the recommendation. And then on, on the findings. And then on the recommendations, then we can modify 10.5 to accommodate this relationship of the provincial departments without excluding national now on the corrective, on the recommendation.
You're 100% correct, Honorable Mashiba. That specific recommendation, finding and recommendation, it appears in all our previous reports where we visited municipalities, that paragraph. So we can just take it and put it in here as well. Honorable Makubela.
Thanks, Chairperson. And also to this Majaring in page 4, I was just looking at the findings by the AG, where a CFO was not employed for a long time.
Page four.
At Majaring, if you can check the first paragraph there. I was just looking on the recommendation and our findings. I don't get it, so that I was just supporting Mr. Mashira that no, it can go through the fingers, then we don't highlight. It was only the municipality manager was employed, but the other group, you don't get it. Thanks.
We are still between by chapter 31.
Page 32. Honourable members, I put the whole report to the committee. Honourable Mashile.
Chair, my memory may not assist me, but I thought we had a municipality called Ngwate, the one that the mayor came to try and present here, and we had to send him back to say he doesn't have the institutional arrangements, he has got nobody in his municipality, there is no way that he can present any report. And I think that municipality is in crisis, and there must be a recommendation specific to that municipality where we actually instruct provincial co-opter, national co-opter, and provincial treasurer and national treasurer to really pay attention to that municipality to ensure that it gets the institutional arrangements correct and it employs people that will be able to run that municipality and assist the mayor. I think we need to demand some attention to that specific municipality by the relevant, even also include Salga in that province. You know, to pay attention to that municipality, because it has collapsed. It's only the mayor alone. The administration is almost not there completely. So that municipality needs a bird's eye of all these provincial departments to ensure that it actually gets to an operational level. Thanks.
Yes, we captured that point. The committee noted with concern the state of collapse in Majabeng and Ngwate municipalities. But I noted this. Pardon?
On the recommendation.
Yes, we will take it. I made a note of it. I made a note of that. Any other inputs on page 32, 31 regarding the recommendations? I put in the whole report to the committee for adoption with the corrections. Honorable Michelle.
I wanted to make this on 10.15, same point.
One.
Yes, but we put a time to the The office of the Premier of the Free State should provide clarity on the finances and the audit team on. I think it's Operation Cartel. But that is the way it's Operation Cartel of Fund. Or whether it's Cartel of Fund, but I tend to be corrupted.
Yeah, there is an operation, then there's a fund. There's two separate things.
Yeah.
But I can explain it to us.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you during this time frame on this particular matter. Otherwise, it would never happen.
Within 14 days after adoption of the report by the House? Or 21 days? 30 days. Within 30 days after adoption of the report by the House.
I move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Mashila moves for the adoption of this report. Seconder.
Thank you very much. Honorable Charlie, thank you.
Honorable members, also thank you to the Secretariat that compiled this comprehensive report. That brings us to point 5, the consideration of the minutes, and that we'll deal with the minutes as a package and then do the adoption as a whole after we've gone through them. Yes, sir. My advice I'm receiving is that we must adopt them separately from the Secretariat. There's a question, the reason? Yeah, we haven't got Advocate Tau here today.
I think, Chair, we may not misuse time on that specific question. I think we can go through all the minutes up to the end, and then they just simply now call the specific minutes for adoption. Then they just simply knock them off. Shouldn't be a problem.
Honourable members, I put to you the minutes of the 14th of June. It's quite a while ago, middle of winter. Page 1, I interacted with the Mr. Hentu, just referring to the issue of the chairperson. He says he corrected it. Thank you very much. I put to you page 2. And page 3.
Yes, thank you. So what is interesting is that the support staff was more than the members.
Yeah, and that we again referring to our own recommendation regarding minutes that members absent without an apology be added to the specific minutes. That deals then with the minutes of the 14th of June. Minutes of the 31st of August. Page 1. And page 2. We proceed to Honorable Mashile.
Chairperson, I'm not sure whether I may be making a mistake here. Is this not this number 3? The day when we had some discussions about the treatment of members, I need to be helped. Where they were, we had a briefing about, an input that talked to lawyers and whatever. Is this not?
You are right, because I made a remark.
Or is another matter?
You're 100% correct. I might still make the remark.
Yes, if it is the same meeting chair, I think we need to capture that.
No.
That part specific input about how they are going to treat lawyers must be extended to members of parliament.
That was another presentation. This one was just on the technical issues in tax administration. There were two bills. I know precisely what you're referring to.
Yeah.
I put to you page 1 and page 2, honourable members, the 31st of August.
Okay.
Can we proceed? Thank you. Then the minutes of the 8th of September, that's when we met with the three municipalities from the Free State. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. On page 3, I just have small corrections here. Coming to resolutions 5.1, that the Provincial Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs should look at the, not to look, should look at the under expenditure. 5.3, that SALGA should provide a team building exercise for municipalities. I put to you page 4. Honorable Mashile. Page 3.
Page 3 and going to page 4. I think in relation to what we have just talked about in the report, Chair, the Ngwathe municipality, because we send them packing home. I think just to capture that specific resolution as well, to talk to assistance that the municipality must receive from the provincial coctor, provincial treasury, and the national department. If we can capture that to some resolution. I can see a resolution for ourselves to make a follow-up visit, but our follow-up visit must be made after certain people have acted.
I've captured it here, Mr. Fentu, as well. Page 4.
Yeah. No,
agreed, thank you. We proceed to the minutes of the 20th of September. Page 1. Page 2. One, two, three. The third sentence from the top on page 2. Members of the Select Committee on Finance resolved that they would only adopt the report when the government employee pension fund Laws Amendment Bill was formally transferred. When it, I think we can delete the when it, Bill was formally transferred to the National Council of Provinces and referred to the committee. And then page 3. Now, the Honourable Mashile mentioned in the previous, referring to the previous minutes, the question about the judges and those people. The treatment of Honourable members, referring to what the treatment is with the judges when it comes to travelling, etc.
Yeah.
You want to raise it as a concern?
I think, Chair, is that we need to capture it. That we have a feeling that that kind of treatment and the reasons given for preferential treatment of judges should also be extended to members of parliament, because the conditions are exactly the same. And therefore, so that this particular matter then can be taken up when it is recorded in our minutes.
We've captured it in that way. We will look at the phrasing of the sentence.
Yeah, now, Comrade Chair, I think on the Government Employees Pension Laws Amendment Bill, I believe we made a finding. We made a finding that when it was presented to us, I think they did not go down the consultation process. I think the lady that was presenting it clearly indicated that that they believed that even the workers agrees to it. They worked on a perception, and that finding I think we did made it. And when we were trying to ensure that the relevant structures that are impacted by this specific amendment bill have been consulted, the explanation that came out sought to explain to us that they believed that the people agreed to it and they are supporting it. And we wanted also, I think, to check that a point in relation to those that made applications to access the funds and they were denied in terms of the current pension fund laws. But now this seeks to actually alleviate that problem, whether now they can reopen those applications that have been rejected in the past, and then they said yes. They said yes to that. And then I think we need to really capture that specific point, because it has got a huge bearing on claims that have been made but not given, but now these seeks to actually now made these spouses and the rest to qualify. And now they can, they said now they can resubmit or reopen those applications, and then now under the this amendment bill, if it has been enacted, then they will be given that. I think it's a very crucial point in any administration that that needs to be captured.
We will have to go back to the tapes to get the specifics, because this is also a technical point, that we just capture it correctly, and the researchers must also assist us here, please. Thank you, Honorable Mashile. Anyone else on the minutes of the 20th of September? Treasury submitted to us the two inputs, one from the Cape Bar Council, and the second submission from Gender Equality, the Commission on Gender Equality, or for Gender Equality. That brings us to the minutes of the 21st of September, the interaction with Salga. I put you page 1. Page 2.
Chair.
Mashile.
Yeah, Chair, I think because we made a resolution under appropriations, whether under finances, whether we should be still be making the same recommendations, especially in relation to attendance. If we can extend that resolution that those that are not present and not having made apologies, also we should do the same, Chair, and reflect them as such. Thanks, Chair.
We started this specific meeting regarding all the minutes must reflect that. Yeah, for future, for the future as well. But I put you page 2. And page 3.
I think the previous minutes where we could not adopt the minutes, and then there was reference made that during this specific meeting, then we'll consider the minutes. But then we have not considered the minutes on this specific meeting. I'm not sure whether we have to make a note somewhere else, Chair, that talks to the minutes being to be considered today or today's minutes. Then reflect that specific point on the previous minutes of the 20th of, I think it was the 20th of September on page 2, on outstanding minute number 4. You'll see that we declared that we'll consider these minutes on the meeting of the next day, but we did not do so. Now, in terms of implementing that, we are considering the minutes today. Just to try and have a statement that links these two.
We can put in that paragraph.
Okay.
In the minutes. You're 100% correct of the proceedings of that meeting. Because we didn't correct at that specific time when we were supposed to deal with the minutes. Thank you, honorable members. I then put to you individually the minutes for adoption. The minutes of the 14th of June, a proposer, Honorable Mashile proposed. Seconder, can you get a seconder? Who were present? Honorable Lee, thank you. I put to you the minutes of the 31st of August, 2011, proposer.
Yes, proposed here, I think with the necessary cleaning.
Corrections, yes, 100%.
I proposed the adoption of the minutes of the 31st of August.
Liz?
Chairman, are we quiet?
Yeah, he was still then in the country on the 31st of August. I put to you the 31st of August minutes. Proposer. 8th of September. On the list, proposers, seconder. Who were present? Thank you, Honorable Mashile. Seconds. Minutes of the 20th of September. Proposer. Honorable Lee proposes. Honorable Becker seconds. And then the minutes of the 21st of September. Proposer.
Other than meetings, so I can do it. So Honorable Becker.
Honorable Lee was present. He's proposes for adoption. A seconder. Honourable Mashile will second. Thank you, honourable members. That concludes the minutes. Then, honourable members, a very important point is our program for the rest of the term. The Secretariat submitted our programs for the Select Committee for Finance and Select Committee for Appropriation for approval to the House Chair. It was approved. It was dovetailed, the two committee programs. And we requested the Secretariat to circulate that to yourself. It is a busy, busy program until the end of November. That you please diarize that If there's any hiccups, queries, please phone us, but that we be present at all these meetings, seeing the importance of the whole process of the MTBBS and the appropriations and division of revenue amendments, if there will be. So this kicks in then on Monday with the formal workshop. So next week, the whole week is finance, except for the Thursday, and it's caucus and plenaries. We also invited the chairpersons of portfolio committees for finance in the provincial legislatures to be present next week to go through the whole process. And then when you look at the appropriation side, the briefings in provinces, if there's any amendments to the appropriations or the division of revenue. Are there any questions? Yes, Honourable Mashile.
Chair, not necessarily a question. And in relation to the Employees Pension Law Amendment Bill, Chair, I would really propose that we should not misuse our time, and then the chairs must just simply represent us in the House if there's a statement to be made. Mm-hmm. But the reports, I think the reports that in relation to Free State, definitely, Chair, here we need to debate this matter in the House seriously, and also we must invite the relevant MECs. I wouldn't know, but usually it doesn't assist us with the MECs, because we're doing oversight, and then the persons that do oversight in the provinces are chairs of the committees. Usually we bring the MECs here, then they just come and say all sorts of things that doesn't assist us in terms of oversight. I don't know how that can be dealt with in terms of the management of the NCOP. But I really think that if we enter some sort of debate with the administration here, to really try and mix those that come from provinces with the chairs of the committee that does the oversight, I think the debate will be enhanced a lot, rather than just to bring in the executive that comes to give excuses of justifying things falling apart, instead of getting people to debate, taking forward the reports that we have made for them to be able to assist those specific departments in their relative legislature. I'm just but all what I'm requesting is that we definitely need to debate this in the House. And but with the feather that one, that if we negotiate with the Chief Whip and the rest, whether it is possible to invite the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee in Free State to come and be part of the debate, I think that will assist. Whether the MEC comes is fine, but also the chair.
Thank you for that sensible proposal or belief.
Mr. Chairman, I would second that, but may I go on to something else? The program you've now got approved, and that's great. One of the things that was raised at the joint WIPRI meeting yesterday was the fact that this schedule is not being kept up to date, the daily meetings. And I was wondering whether our secretarial staff could make sure that happened. I don't know whose responsibility it is. And also the section regarding oversight and foreign overseas travel, it's very poorly populated, generally speaking. And I don't know whose responsibility it is to keep that up to date. So I'd ask the secretarial staff to look at that. When will we see the program, Mr. Chairman, for... because if our first meeting's on Monday, it's not in here yet.
It can be made available immediately, within the next 30 minutes.
Okay, I think the program, perhaps not in the next 30 minutes, because we have just been alerted to the fact that the report and the way we have structured things goes outside the prescribed 9 days of reporting. So we'll immediately after this meeting have to re-look again onto the report so that tomorrow it get finalized in the programming meeting. Perhaps honorable members can get it later this afternoon.
Aware of that.
The advocate Pindela just alerted me to that point that everything that we are going to do from next week will have to happen within the 18 days period as prescribed by the money bills. 9 days for you, 9 days for appropriation. So the Division of Revenue amendments will have to be adopted by the 18th of November, not month end as we had indicated. So we'll have to look into those and make some changes. But the program is fine. We can make it available to honorable members later this afternoon, after we had reflected and corrected some of the things.
Well, thank you for that clarity, Honorable Chani. So, honorable members, you are in for a rough time, and we depend on everyone's cooperation to make this a success, please. Honorable Makubela.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was just indicated there was a program on Monday that there will be no buses from the parks because that day is taken as a constituent day. We received it on Tuesday.
That's news to me, but Honorable Mashile.
Yeah, possibly, Chair. I think this is now my last comment, Chair. The two reports of Free State, due to the gravity of the findings we have made and the recommendations that we are making, I wanted really to propose, Chair. It may just simply be a normal thing that the minute they are tabled, I mean, they are 80 seats, and an arrangement be made of the two chairpersons to go to that studio of SABC and communicate these matters we have found in public. I'm just making that specific request because it may assist many other provinces and other municipalities on the things that we have found. And if they see it in their own municipality, then they will start correcting them. Because what we have found out in Free State is exemplary of what goes on in the rest of the municipalities. Hence, we must know, I think, if we can make arrangements that you chairs, you really go and talk to South Africa on those reports. I think it will assist our efforts of assisting these municipalities and local government to perform. Thanks.
Thank you for that proposal. We follow the communication lines through the communication unit. Anyone else? Thank you. Yes.
Point raised by Honorable Makubela. If there's no transport, we'll have to organize it from the committee funds to get members from their village on that. But those will be available.
We must just speak to the correct person regarding the transport, the chief in charge. Honorable Lees.
If indeed it is a constituency day, Mr. Chairman, will the committee then pay for my flat from Durban and my travel from Ladysmith to Durban, and it won't come off my annual allocation?
I think that is normal procedure, Mr. Linton. There is not. Yes, you are correct. You will be funded to come here, not use your own allocations.
Is that correct?
But don't all go back now this weekend.
I don't think that would be correct.
The secretary will assist us with
the correction. If you come on a Sunday for a meeting on a Monday, and then you don't go back, whether you traveled on a Sunday or on a Monday, that really matters. Unless if you've got nothing to do and you're only coming for that meeting on Monday only, then it will have an impact on your personal entitlement. But if you're going to come on Monday, then you only come earlier. The traveling, does it really matter, make the big difference? Well, it's not mine. I'm just becoming naughty. Thanks.
Sheila is very vigilant this morning. It's a valid point that we all have to be back on Sunday evening in Cape Town, because this workshop will start at least at 9 o'clock, if I'm correct, the Monday morning. All the members, thank you for your presence and your cooperation. Yes, sir. That they come from their home bases back to Cape Town Sunday evening. It's only when it's out of the session in the recess period that your travel will be funded by special arrangements. All the members, this brings us to the end of this meeting. The meeting stands adjourned. Thank you. So the Secretariat will send us SMSs regarding the transport, so please check your cell phones on Sunday for transport arrangements from the villages to Parliament Monday morning and back.
Yeah, the communication must have come earlier, because usually we get this communication on the 11th. It becomes very problematic.